You've got these old photographs here.
Yes. Now these photographs are the earliest I've seen of the hoy. They must have had a gateway on it. There's the wooden building that was substituted by the brick one in the other, you know, in the modern photograph. That's right. I don't recall that at all. The horse and dray,
is it a horse and cart?
Oh no, it's a horse and cart. I know it's a gig or what you would call it. Somebody else may know that.
Oh, it looks quite nice. That's stylish.
It does look quite stylish, doesn't it? That's another view. That may be the postman there. It looks like a early postman's hat. What do you think?
I'm inclined to agree with. Yes. There's certainly some officials there.
Yeah, that's taking a different time, different angle from this or these, as they've got two together.
And you've got is that the brewer you've got on there?
Yes, that was at that time was Lucas Brewery. I don't know when Mann and Crossman took over the building. My father and grandfather and grandmother only had a lease, which was renewed every so often. I think it was 7 years. I'm not sure.
They didn't own the hoy.
They didn't own it, no. It belonged to the brewery. Presumably Mann and Crossman may have bought it from Lucas. I really don't know.
Fine.
So that's a copy in case you think it might show better. That's just a picture that my brother took. This is a dovecote, which was on the end of the main stable block here. And there were always pigeons there, or a pigeon coot, I don't know what they called it. But my father could get up to the back of it inside this building, and we often had pigeon.
Did he raise pigeons?
No, nothing like that. No, they just lived there. He fed a bit occasionally when he got a bit of corn, but...
I meant you ate them.
Occasionally we did, yes. You look disapproving.
No, I don't like pigeons.
I was going to say, you might be a vegetarian.
No,
that's clads. So now these two are interiors of the hoy. The old fireplace, original fireplace from when the building was constructed, I take it. There used to be a sort of mural up the side here what do you describe as a page boy in ancient dress, you know. Mm-hmm. It was very, very faded. Nothing on this side, as I recall. You came in on the side of the building, down some steps, through a door beside here.
So was that at the back of the building?
No, this was the front.
Right,
if you have this here, the road would run down here. You see?
Yeah.
There's usually a collection of copper pans. My father had a propeller of some kind that he'd salvaged. I don't know from where. He also had a turtle shell, or tortoise shell, which was about 3 feet high, that he brought home from somewhere on his travels. Various shell cases from the 1418 war, all polished up. There was a little alcove there with something stuck in it. Various prints. There was gaslight still. The remains of gaslight on the wall facing that, which is, I think that wall's been taken down. I've been back twice, I think, to the hoy. No, I think the wall is still there. There used to be gaslight, and that was the only gaslight that remained. They didn't use it, only in the war, when there were power cuts.
Right, okay. So you were still using gaslight in 1940?
Only if there was a power cut, and there was that particular one. Otherwise, they used oil lamps on the bar to provide the light. I can just remember that, you know, when I did come back from where I was evacuated couple of times. And
so you were evacuated as a child?
I was evacuated with St Bernard's Convent High School when I was